I like it. It's cool. That's kind of acting it out a little bit. I like it. Info swag booth on the south side. I said north side. Okay, so south side. And then later at Maloney's Alley, we have Garrett Mulder. Yes. Garrett Mulder. Blind Bob Quinn. Tyler Detloff. Donations encouraged.
I'll say that. Okay, I'm going to chime in now.
Okay.
Are we ready?
I'll start. Okay.
Check, check. Art in the Park Radio promo. Take one.
Hello, my name is Sean Stone. I am the founder of Veterans Create and inviting you to Art in the Park 26 on June 26th.
What is Art in the Park?
It is an event that gives veterans and first responders, as well as the military community and family members, the chance to have free guided art lessons and free art supplies, and the opportunity to have a nice time and create together. That's what we're about.
And where is it?
It will be in Sulox Park. You go through the main entrance, just west of the main entrance, you will see Art in the Park happening.
For our Canadian friends.
So it'll be right off Portage Street, right near the Ojibwe Hotel at Governor Osborne Avenue.
And music. Will we hear any music?
Yes, you will, right across the street. In fact, at Maloney's Alley later that night, we will have, starting at 3 p.m., Garrett Mulder. Then we'll have Blind Bob Quinn, as well as Tyler Detloff.
That's roots and blues music, Maloney's Alley, starting at 3 p.m.
Yes, sir, and this is local talent that is legendary in the Sioux, Michigan. Great local talent.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
Donations accepted. Hope to see you there.
One more time. Want to hear the plea of the born oppressed? That plays that music with lyrics depressed. From blues to jazz, jazz to rock, rock to rap, and every epoch. Proletarian pride is expressed through tones on labor and struggle and destitute homes.
Art in the Park 26 on June 26th.